news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Rex, you there?
Okay. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, man. I thought it was good to see. Like, Double A and I had said before. I asked them if the terminology, how it would be. You know what I mean? And that there was a lot of like heel, you know, the terminology was there,
right?
And you finally got to hear it come from Vince's mouth.
Okay.
So, I mean, that alone was something different.
Right.
But, I mean, it was just, clearly they had talking points down because the images they showed. You know what I mean?
Right. In the background, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so. Vince still looked nervous with a lot of those questions, though.
He didn't look like he was comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. He looked...
Yeah, go ahead.
Like,
right.
He looked like the suit started choking him.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, so...
He looked like he was, you know, not just his normal self. But I also call bullshit on a lot of what he does. Because of the fact he said in that interview he was shy, and that's some BS in my opinion. The man had a kiss my ass club as part of the storyline. People literally had to kiss his ass. Is that like somebody that's shy to you?
No.
I don't know. I mean, I can understand because I can be the same way. Like, if I'm in a room with like two people that I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it can be kind of weird,
uh-huh.
But I can get on stage and do my live show in front of 1,000 people. But I, from someone who actually feels like that, I call bullshit on that because yeah. I know what that's actually like.
Yeah, and then when he came back and he said, no one in the back is trying to grab the brass ring.
I had so many issues with this whole thing. First of all, like I thought the interview was fine. It's nice to see Vince like out of his element, you know, basically like in the hot seat for once. But a lot of what he said to me was bullshit.
Yeah, me too.
And it really angered the shit out of me when I heard it. Starting, I mean. There's so much we can talk about. To me, it's
me and Rage only cracked the surface on how much bullshit was said in that.
Like the fact that he said that Cesaro doesn't have it.
There you go.
Really annoyed
yeah,
me.
Yeah, me too. Me there. Too. Exactly. Me too.
Really annoyed the shit out of me. I'm like, this guy. This is for a man this his size. He is the strongest guy probably one of the strongest guys I've ever seen. He's good on the mic. He's not great, but he's getting there. He's getting there. He has an accent. He can speak different languages.
Right.
Like he's a former United States champion, a freaking intercontinental champion.
Right.
And
exactly.
He doesn't have it. Like, he doesn't have enough to break the surface and,
yeah.
like, get himself a legitimate shot at a major title. Like, no. Oh, that's garbage. And I'm not going to accept that. Not going to accept that at all.
Alright, real quick, let me head over to the chat room, say what's going on in the chat very quickly. Matt Legend, we got him in the chat, we got Iron in the chat, we got Tony C. Tony C, I don't know why you tripping. Tony C always starts out in the chat room. Why don't you just come on over, man? We got Nobody, we got Mr. Olsen with us. So we got a full chat room in that. How you guys doing? And no, Mr. Olsen, just to let you know, Oregon, they don't have a shot. If things stand pat, they don't stand a shot. Alright, let's see here. Another thing about that interview that sort of kind of got me just a smidgen, not much, just a smidgen, was what he said about CM Punk. He said the firing that came down on his wedding day was because legal a lot of times doesn't speak with the talent.
Rage. You want this or you want me to take it?
More bullshit.
I'll be glad to start.
Wait, no. You do not coincidentally do some shit like that.
Yes.
I believe it was not straight from Vince.
Mm-hmm.
But it was straight from somebody who had that with bad intentions.
Yeah.
And I gave the horrible analogy on my show about, like, the shitty pizza place. And even they wouldn't, like, fire me, you know, on my wedding day or whatever. You know, like, they would at least wait if I was fucking up or if they had something out for me. And I'm like, you know, I mean, because I've witnessed that from, like, local restaurants. And I'm like, if they had the foresight to do that, why can't WWE have the same foresight?
Yeah.
It's exactly. Flat out bullshit. No coincidence. I don't think it was Vince, though. I think it came from Triple H down to somebody else.
Yep.
And that somebody else had to send Punk the news.
I think, like, to me, the whole thing showed just how dirty WWE can be. How really dirty, how really cutthroat, how, like, totally just uncaring they can be when it comes down to situations like this.
Right.
Now, I've heard all the opinions about... I've heard the sides that were taken, you know, whose side are they on when it comes down to this. I'll tell you whose side am I on, and I'm sorry, it's Punk's side. I believe wholeheartedly that WWE... I believe wholeheartedly that WWE fucked CM Punk over. And it showed just like in his storylines, his title reigns, just everything that he had to do, that he was forced to do, when he deserved a whole lot more. I mean, do we really have to review it? I mean, the guy was, he was a two-time Money in the Bank ladder match winner. He was a two-time world heavyweight champion.
The longest reigning
WWE champion in the modern era. He's being constantly thrown into the most horrible of storylines. He has to lose to a part-timer in Brock Lesnar. He has to drop his title to Dwayne. So, to me, CM Punk had every right to leave. He had every right to leave, and to me, it's not just Punk, and it goes to the whole grabbing the brass ring thing, which I believe is bullshit. But it's time for the younger talent, the mid card talent, even the NXT roster should start to take notice that just because you're on the roster doesn't mean that you're gonna have a great career. WWE, like, they're gonna toss you aside and make you into some jobber, and they're gonna toss you aside whenever they feel like it. So, if you're a mid-carder, if you're an NXT, you should ask yourself, if my future is already written with WWE, why am I here?
That's well, it. Shit. I mean, you gotta hope for the best and just hope it works out for you pretty much at that point. If people really are walking on the eggshells and it's not like it was where Brock and Austin can be themselves and that pushes their who they are.
But see, my issue, remember in that whole interview, he gave names on guys who he feels are grabbing the brass ring. I thought that was just so completely wrong.
He gave one name.
He gave three names.
He gave three.
And that was the Shield. Ambrose, Rollins, and Reigns. He ain't seen nobody else.
And Cena. He said Cena.
He said the last person who grabbed that brass ring was Cena. And that's the only reason got his name mentioned because he felt that Cena was the only one, you know, who grabbed the last person who really reached to grab that brass ring. Oh, and he said Bray Wyatt too. I said that, but he said Bray Wyatt too. Other than that, those are the only names he gave of people who he felt was trying to grab that brass ring to become champion or whatever you or what have you. I just thought that
people all over the place are trying to grab the damn ring. It's just that they're not, WWE is just constantly tugging it and pulling it up. It's like the analogy that Rex like brought up. It's like they're in a ladder match and the title is constantly being pulled up every time that they have their fingertips on it. They can't quite reach it.
Right.
Because WWE is constantly taking it from them.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How can you take something if the other person is like constantly taking it away from you? How can you get it?
Right. There's some thoughts in the chat as I'm live back on the site now. We got everything. We got the broadcast going now. 13 listeners online. I want to say hello to everybody one more time. Matt Legend, Mr. Olson, Nobody is here with us. Tony C is still here with us. Tony C, man,
Whoa. You
need to quit tripping, Tony C.
Call breaking
in, Tony
news.
C.
Oh, breaking news.
Then you talking about that CM Punk thing?
Major breaking news.
You talking about the CM Punk signing?
He just signed with the UFC.
UFC.
I'm
sorry, that's groundbreaking.
God damn it, I was going to keep my mouth shut. But damn, that's some stupid shit.
That's not stupid to me, man. That's not stupid to me.
Stevie Ray, what's up?
That's man? Big.
What's going on, Stevie Ray?
I'm all good.
Steve, if you haven't seen him in an MMA sort of background, I mean, he has a very extensive MMA background. I think he'll hold himself down just fine.
Yeah, with the
And the schedule works out just like he wants. He can. He has a limited amount of fights he can do during the year, so he doesn't have to be on the road much. Yeah, maybe 3-4 times of the year at most. He'll be fine.
Yep.
He'll hold himself.
Oh, I just don't see it, baby.
Why?
They have plenty of tattooed guys there, but I just don't see it. Then he gonna go there and say wrestling's all fucked up and shit. Then he gonna come back. And win the title all over again.
I'm gonna tell you something too about on that part of the interview that he said he want to work with Punk again. I thought that's a lie too.
How much is Punk weigh?
He's gotta be 220, 225.
I say 240 at the most.
You think so?
He'll probably be in that light heavyweight welterweight division.
Yeah. See, like I said, but I think that's a lie what Vince said. I would like to work with Punk in the future. Don't lie, man.
Punk is going to have to meet John Jones someday. Oh shit!
I don't think he's signing as far right now on a active competitors
No, not contract. Right now. He's not hitting the octagon until next year. So
he really is gonna fight though.
That's what
he's gonna fight.
Yeah, he's not just promoting. He's gonna fight because he said he said in that little trailer that I'll see you in the ring in 2015. So
all right.
Wow.
I just think that, you know, he was self-made, like it was said in the chat. And I agree with that. WWE didn't create him. He was self-made. I give him that. But do you think they gave him that title reign, that long title reign, just to shut him up?
I think they did that just for that reason.
I think they did it just because Cena wasn't healthy enough.
Right.
Whether Cena wasn't healthy or not, to me, it doesn't really matter. I think they gave it to him just to shut him up.
Oh, Lord.
I think WWE has done a lot of things to spite CM Punk. I really do.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Squash, what's up, man?
Pretty good. Just got done eating nice TGI Fridays wings and potatoes.
Woo! They got some good wings, though.
How dare you come on this podcast talking about some food?
Come on, William. Come on, they got some good.
That damn good, William.
The hell you going? You can't share a virtual wing, motherfucker. Come on now.
Yeah, you don't hear me. You don't hear me talking about Popeye's chicken. God dang it! Shut up. Shut up.
All right. Let's go into We talked about CM Punk. Talk a little bit about Vince McMahon. What did you guys think about Raw this week?
Wow. Raw this week?
Mm-hmm. Was there actually a Raw this week?
Can I just say one thing? Like, I was all for the whole New Day thing. I don't like it now. I really don't. I don't.
Were
like
they on Raw?
One single bit.
You
like it?
Were they on Raw?
Not about
were
it.
They? Was it on? Yeah, it was during that Was it Friday? It was during that whole tag team turmoil match or something like that.
So you were for the New Day at first, but now you're not for them.
I don't like the way. I don't like what they're doing with them.
I think that's part of Vince's head.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, you know what? You know what black people do?
They
talk in a strong, powerful voice, and they do this and they do that, and I'm like, nah.
Here's the thing. I see what they're doing, but what I would do with the New Day is I would try and have them be a little bit like Reverend Devon, like have that sort of gimmick. He was the annoying reverend, and they could do that with them.
Gimmick they've already done.
What's up, Surfer? I'm about to bring you in. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Do a gimmick that they already done. For this, it would work.
And I want to say this, and Surfer, you've said this a lot on this show. They want us to basically come on Sheck and Jive.
Well, look, New Day, same results.
Mm-hmm. Same. Good one. Florida State is making this too close for my liking. Oh, my God.
Jameis ain't that good anyway.
37-35. Come on, FSU, man. Finish it up.
He ain't that good anyway.
Finish it up. Anyway, rumor is saying that we're going to see Randy Orton at TLC.
In what capacity?
Whatever, dude.
Rumor is saying we're going to see Orton at TLC. He's going to interfere in old boys match. His name's escaping right now. God, I'm so debacled over Florida State. He's going to interfere in Seth Rollins' match and cost him the match.
The John Cena, the TLC, the tables match.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, so what?
You would think he would interfere because he got something against both competitors.
Yeah.
I didn't watch SmackDown.
So you guys don't care for Randy Orton coming back anymore. You guys just
he should come back. The man needs to work too.
I don't give a rat's fucking shit about Randy Orton.
Damn.
You said
no, man.
Rat
they
should have
done rat shit. They should have.
I don't give a rat fucking shit.
They should have kept him back.
Oh my god. He's bringing something to the table that has that spark.
The hate.
It's not about hate. The guy's freaking boring.
No, man. They should have kept him where he was.
Right.
They shouldn't have let him go away.
Big
he
Tone.
Was on fire for 2 weeks.
Big Tone, what's up, man?
Randy Orton's like spicy food, but without the kick.
Big Tone, is that you now, 5-4?
No, it's me. It's Double A.
What's up, man?
Hi, Double A.
No, and I'm just calling in to say one thing.
Uh-oh.
And one thing only.
Uh-oh. The boss man calling in. Uh-oh.
Do not buy into the hype.
Of what?
People are marking out already because the internet is broken. Because of CM Punk. I'm telling you now, that these wrestling fans that were bitching and moaning about a $49.99 pay-per-view that didn't want to pay for that are about to pay $65+ to watch CM Punk get his head caved in.
Those are the people. Those are the people.
You're right.
Mark my word. And with that, I say goodbye.
Thank you, Double
A. Wait
a
minute, Double A. Hold on. Hold on.
Good night, Double A.
Hold on. Double A doesn't realize that those are the people. Those people who actually spend the money on the UFC pay per views are stupid. Because, you know, if you're smart, you could just watch it on the stream like everybody else do.
But see,
I'm not going to spend money on a fight unless I really want to see that fight.
But see, here's my
thing. So they can come lock you up. Good idea.
I know, right? He just admitted to it right on national radio.
It's okay, then they can lock me up. I mean, but like, if they can lock me up, they better lock the millions of other people that do it, so whatever.
Hey, but the millions of other people didn't come out and just say it.
Well, guess what? I'm not hiding. I'm not hiding.
Anyway, I've been saying from the beginning, if you believe that MMA is more real than wrestling, you're fooling yourself.
Oh, Lord.
You are fooling yourself, sir.
The fact that wrestlers and these mixed martial art people go back and forth between the companies, that's the clue right there. That
it's not a clue.
MMA is just as fake as wrestling.
MMA fake? How is MMA... No, wait a second. Hold on.
Because they
we get into this argument all the time. We get into this argument all the time. How is MMA fake?
Calm down.
Hold up, Rage.
Everybody will have a turn. I want everybody to be calm so everybody can be heard. Go ahead, Rage.
Okay, so he's constantly saying that MMA is fake. In what capacity is MMA fake?
Go ahead, Surfer.
If you really think that the outcome isn't predetermined, you're fooling yourselves.
It's not predetermined.
How would you know that?
How would I not know that? So let me get this straight. So the referee just so happened to... Okay, so let's give an example. So John Jones just told... So the referee just told John Jones to knock so-and-so out, and the guy's not going to do anything.
The referee
just telling him to knock him out.
The promoter tells who wins and loses.
The promoter, Dana White ain't going to do that. Dana White doesn't do anything
Hold up, guys.
If you want to talk about a sport being fake, talk about boxing being fake.
Hold up. Hey, that's been there. That's been there,
too.
That's been there,
good.
Too.
Good.
All right.
That's
been there since
boxing,
the
80s. Boxing gets
predetermined
a lot also, too.
Before the
80s, man. Yeah. Before the 80s. I still say that Tyson losing was a fix.
You know, everybody in their mama.
When Tyson lost to that white dude.
No, the Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas. Yeah,
that was Buster Douglas. Yeah.
That was a fix. I don't know if that was fixed.
Oh, that was a fix.
That shit was so fixed.
That was so fixed. It wasn't even funny.
Let me explain to you the whole Tyson thing. Okay, Tyson had mowed through so many people that it was starting to be disadvantaged for him to step into the ring because nobody wanted to spend $50, $60, $70 to see somebody get knocked out in one or two rounds.
Exactly. Exactly. And
then the only time they go overseas with Tyson, right? Because they couldn't get it. It was hard for them to get a venue here. So they take it overseas and they take a guy who was mediocre at best to knock out. And Tyson didn't even train hard for that fight.
Nope.
He did not.
The only thing that Tyson that pissed me off, he had Evander Holyfield beat. And then he went, and then he was about to win the fight. And then he go do going by the zero off, man. Come on.
And that was the second fight.
Yeah, that was that wasn't the first one. That was the second one. Tyson was going to win that fight, and then he bit his ear. Come on, man. Really?
That was so fixed.
But you know what they say, though? You know what they say, though? Sometimes in life, you got to bite an ear.
There are some things I would pay for. I would pay to see CM Punk fight John Jones.
Why?
Oh my goodness!
John Jones.
If he,
Jones.
Here's the thing. If he earns his shot, I want to see that.
John Jones would murder Punk.
I don't think
John Jones would put the.
It would, okay, no, I don't think. I don't think John Jones would flat murder Punk. I think it would be.
He will put his elbow in his face.
Oh my God!
We all know that John Jones will put his elbow.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if Punk would. I don't know if Punk would win, but I think Punk would hold his own against John.
What fighting skills does Punk possess?
He has a background in BJJ.
He is. He's MMA. You know, he's MMA trained per se.
What are you talking about? He has a background in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Was he trained?
Yeah, and he got that from the Gracie School, if memory serves. So
no, you're right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Gracie School.
Yeah. Here's
the other thing. How old is CM Punk?
He's got to be in his like early 30s.
34.
So. He's basically an old man at this point when it comes
He's not that old.
That is old.
No, it's not.
Range. When boxing.
It's not that old.
Boxing. By the time most guys get in their 30s, they're old and they're losing.
Okay, sorry. How old is Bernard Hopkins?
Well, unless your name is Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Bernard Hopkins, one.
How old is Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko?
Yeah, Silver, how old is Herschel Walker?
Okay, what is Herschel Walker's a boxer?
No, he was in MMA.
And I'm sorry, how old is... I don't like Floyd Mayweather a bit.
Herschel Walker...
But how old is Floyd Mayweather? How old is Manny Pacquiao?
50.
Herschel Walker...
How old is Miguel Cotto?
And he won it.
All right, well, hey.
So, I'm not going to still... Don't sit here and call 30-year-olds in boxing old.
Age don't have a factor. I think because some of these
Age may slow you down, but age isn't a cause that you... It's not going to make you
Old
to the point where you don't fight.
But it depends on how...
It's not real.
It depends on how you handle it.
Oh, my God, Surfer. You are blind.
That is why they get people's money to see a 2-minute fight. You spend $50 to see 2 men step in the ring to see a fight.
It's the unpredictability of it. That's why people pay to get
it also depends on how the athlete takes it. Look at Michael Jordan, for example. When Michael Jordan got older, he knew he could not rely on his athletic ability anymore. So what did that joker do? He got bigger. He got a post game. He could still take guys off the dribble every now and again. But for the most part, he knew he didn't have what he had before. Hey,
Michael Jordan's last year in Washington, trust me, I guarantee he would like to take that back.
I tell you, though, you can say what you want about that year, but he still averaged 23 points a game. I'll take that. I'll take that. That's 23 points a game. I'll take it.
I have a question.
But the blow up with the occasional blow up of 40 or 50, yeah, I'll take it. Go ahead, Rage.
Why did Kurt Angle resign with TNA?
Because WWE didn't want him. WWE wanted him to wrestle a full-time schedule, and he did not want to wrestle a full-time schedule. And I don't blame Angle for that.
He can't go back to the Olympics.
Right.
I don't blame him. He ain't going to be wrestling no more.
So, wait a second. Yeah. So, Kurt Angle turns down a full-time schedule with WWE. Yeah. How much money would he be making in WWE?
Dude.
Dude's not young. You got to remember that.
I know he's not young, but he can do something.
In his case,
I get that, but I don't think he does.
Why was he out of
TNA? He could have a full time schedule and to me not wrestle.
But the last half year.
Why was he out?
He was hurt.
Yeah, why was he hurt? What was he hurt?
He was hurt. Neck, various injuries, but neck.
Right, so
was
okay, but
concern.
Still,
WWE,
Kurt Angle is going to turn down the contract from WWE to stay in TNA, where he's not making as much money as he wants to.
He can't work full time, Rage.
And I think you're underestimating the WWE schedule, too, Rage. When you work a WWE schedule, you're working full blast. Sometimes you're working one, two matches a night. And if you're doing it 365 days a year, that's going to catch up with you. And between Kurt Angle's injuries and him being an older dude now, I don't blame him for not signing for WWE. I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, I think Kurt is lazy.
Now, what's going to happen when TNA goes out of business at the end of next year? Because they're not going to get any ratings whatsoever on Destination America.
How do you
Destination
know that?
America throws them right off the network.
How do you know that, Swatch?
0.3 rating.
How do you know that, Swatch? You don't know that for sure. I think the thing with TNA that makes it so upset, I can't believe I'm being an advocate for TNA. The thing with Impact, it does have potential to just not using it right. And if they can get somebody who can use that right, they might be able to do something.
They're in the midst of a serious rebuild right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just, like, they let Mike Tenay go. Todd Grisham is going to be the new, like, lead commentator. They're going in, they're changing up the logo, the set design. Like, they're rebuilding everything.
They are doing everything.
So, I don't know, but still, I don't know if this rebuild, which is, you know, a few years, you know, overdue, is going to be enough to keep them in business.
They have to. They definitely have to start promoting better too on that end. Promoting their pay-per-view better, continue to sign more talent. They just lost Santana Garrett, which is kind of a bad loss because she's going back to the indie scene. So we'll see what they do. All right, everybody. I want to ask you guys. We got the Slammies coming up, and who is your superstar of the year?
Unfortunately, it's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. I have to say the same thing.
Unfortunately, it's Brock Lesnar. I'm sorry. You can't. I mean, there is no other.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he ended the streak. He beat the shit out of John Cena on two or three different occasions, and he became World Heavyweight Champion. Come on. It's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
And I don't believe John Cena is on that.
I want to know who are they going to throw? Who are they going to throw up there to try and like make us like, you know, like convince us otherwise? Who are they going to try and throw up there?
Daniel Bryan.
Really?
How? How can you throw Daniel Bryan? Well, he didn't wrestle most of the half the year at least.
Yeah, but
you know who they should throw up there? Daniel Bryan, CM Punk. They should throw those two up there. Mostly CM Punk, because whether people going back to CM Punk, whether people believe it or not, CM Punk leaving made a giant difference in him leaving. You know, when it came down to WWE, like moving forward, he made such a huge difference.
Yeah, they sure they didn't need him.
They can sure as hell use him.
Matt Legend asked in the chat room, "Why is Roman Reigns in the category?"
Roman Reigns, why is he in the category? He's been around for most of the year. He hasn't had that like big moment this year. None of these whoever they had didn't really have a big moment this year. Not even Cena. Cena just got his ass whooped most of the year.
Who else is on the list, Surfer?
What list?
I thought you said...
I said Seth Rollins is on the list.
Okay, you said... Okay, Stevie Ray.
I gotta... Yeah, I'm gonna go try and find the nominees list. Or
that's crazy. Who would be the faction of the year? It's out of the Authority, the Wyatt Family, the Shield, and the Rosebuds. How the hell do Rosebuds make it?
Why the hell are the Rosebuds on it?
The bunny.
Why are they on there?
I told you why.
We'll talk about the bunny when we get to the mascots.
This is shit.
Couple of the year. Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, Jimmy Uso and Naomi, Tyson Kidd and Natalya.
Why do I feel like almost every award is going to go to the Authority?
Lana and Rusev.
No, the hell?
Lana and Rusev.
How the hell can it be Lana and Rusev? They're not a couple.
They're not a couple.
The hell?
Yeah, it's not a romantic couple. We're talking power couples.
Why do I
feel like the Authority is going to take most of the awards this year?
Could I feel like possibly do that.
If Lana and Rusev was in that category, they would beat all the people.
Yeah, her and that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's got a nice ass, though. That she face, does. Though.
I think that ass is because of those heels.
That face, though.
Alright, so I got a nominees list, alright? So
butterface.
You gotta put the paper bag over that face.
Oh my god.
Animal of the year. Gator.
Oh, you got the list?
Oh, okay. I got most of it here.
I got the whole thing.
Animal was mascot of the year.
They call it animal of the year. Animal of the year. It could be mascot. Gator Hornswoggle, El Torito, the Bunny, who's Surfer going with, and Grumpy Cat.
Animal of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The Bunny is the animal of the year.
I'm so sick of. You know what? Just to be different, I'm going with Grumpy Cat. Let me tell y'all something.
I don't see how he's in it.
I'm going to tell you, though.
Tell y'all something. I watched Grumpy Cat's little Christmas movie on Lifetime.
Oh, damn. That was better than the Aaliyah movie.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. It was not as bad as everybody thinks it is, now that I think about it. It was pretty funny.
Hunter,
I can honestly tell you that the Grumpy Cat movie was better than the Aaliyah movie.
Yeah, that's trash.
It's probably going to be better than the Whitney movie.
Hunter.
Hunter just said,
who'd you say? The Bunny. Hunter said the Bunny's going to win.
I picked the Bunny.
You know how I feel about the Bunny.
Tell Hunter, where the hell is he on this show?
You know how the hell I feel about that damn Bunny.
I don't want to see the...
I will whoop that Bunny's ass. best...
That Bunny will kick you in the face.
Bunny ain't going to do nothing.
That Bunny ain't going to drop the elbow.
That Bunny ain't going to do nothing.
From the top.
I'll cook his ass.
Rage. Okay, I guess you're Glenn Close.
Not Rage.
Glenn Close.
Just because you said something like that.
Glenn Close. Tony C, how you doing, my friend?
You know what? I called in because all these conspiracy theories are killing me. You got people saying that UFC is fixed. Then you talking about Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas on purpose. So let me get this straight. Mm. He planned to get himself knocked out and send his whole life in the downward spiral.
No, Tony C.
And his life was never the same after that.
Tony C. The thing wasn't that he planned on his life spiraling out of control. What had happened was, one, Buster Douglas ran and fought Holyfield, right? It was Holyfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was going to be a guaranteed fight of Tyson Holyfield. That was the big payoff everybody was waiting for.
Right.
And then the whole rape case came up. That's what screwed everything up.
But it didn't make any sense for Buster Douglas. Shouldn't even been in the mix if that was the big fight payoff.
That's real. You just said it.
Okay,
said it out loud.
if Mike
Buster Tyson, Douglas came out of nowhere.
He did.
If Mike Tyson held on to the title, right? And then
that's what I'm saying. So
let me finish. If he fought Holyfield, that match wouldn't have been anything because nobody would have believed Holyfield was going to beat Tyson. But now that Holyfield has the belt and Tyson has shown he could lose, it makes that fight a different.
Huh? Different, that makes no sense. That theory makes no sense. Somebody who lost is more believable.
Because
like saying Undertaker streak mean more because he lost now.
But
that point looked like he couldn't lose a fight.
But
that was boring people to spend that kind of money to see one mask knock everybody out in one or two rounds.
Right.
He wasn't knocking nobody out. That was his thing. He couldn't help it if he was knocking him out. That makes no sense.
But let me ask you a question, Tony C. But let me ask you a question.
You got $50 to spend every time to see a fight that's only going to last.
Look, I don't care who he's fighting. If he was undefeated, it's going to mean more than when he got in there with Holyfield after he had been to jail and all that.
You know
Holyfield was going to run through him.
You want to see a 12-round fight. You don't want to see a 90-second fight. That is not what you pay $50.
If it's 12 rounds of somebody getting dominated like Holyfield did him.
Still 12 rounds as opposed to a 90-second fight.
But he didn't even belong. That Mike Tyson was done. You
your money's worth.
No, you don't. No. Swag.
One at a time, guys.
No.
Hey, guys. Guys.
No.
One at a time.
No, hold on, Swags. There's no,
you're right.
Hold up.
Everybody
hold up.
Calm down. Let William talk.
Everybody calm down. One at a time. Want everybody to be heard. Want everybody to be concise. Now, Tony C, you had a hard time believing that fight could have been fixed. You said it doesn't make any sense. Surfer, you said it does make sense because of the fact that his matches going forward, if he were to stay dominant, people were going to stop buying. Is that what I'm understanding you to say, Surfer?
Yes.
Okay. Tony C, you're saying
Brock Lesnar is so unbeatable. I mean, come on. When Mike Tyson hit the scene, boxing, the pay rate, the buy rate for boxing was getting greater and greater. And people didn't want to spend that kind of money for fights that was taking less and less
time. They're going to spend the money anyway.
Today isn't as popular as it was in the 80s. Okay?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Surfer, but the people I know didn't care how long the fight was as long as they saw it live. First.
Boxing is all about who's on the card, not how long the fight is. Tyson Drew.
No, it is about you want to get your money's worth too. And trust
Tyson.
You know, a lot of people had the box, you know. So
that Buster Douglas knockout never happened.
Tony C, is like Skip Bayless when New England lost to the Giants those 2 years. They just didn't happen.
I'm saying
it happened, but what I'm saying,
I just want to say something in regards to what
makes no sense.
Oh, God.
I just want to say something.
Go to jail. His career would have went on just fine.
I'm sorry.
No, it wouldn't. If he'd have won. But he
Once he went to jail, he got knocked out.
He got knocked out because he slept on Buster Douglas. Point blank, period.
Stevie Ray.
Hold up, guys.
Michael
Moore slept on George Foreman and got put to sleep.
Hold up,
if
guys.
If you sleep on somebody in boxing, you're going to get beat.
Wait. See, George Foreman is...
Hold up, guys. Stevie Ray has something to say. Stevie Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when it came to Tyson, we all knew that Tyson was bad. We all knew he was bad. We spent that money because we knew he was bad. We wanted to see Tyson knock somebody the fuck out.
Exactly.
When it came to Michael Spinks, we knew that was going to happen. We just wanted to see it live. We wanted to be the first.
So conspiracy theory.
I just but
I understand.
Just
Douglas lightly,
but I understand. But I understand what.
How
Surf,
many
but
even whippersnappers was even around at this time?
But I understand what Surf
was. Was it diapers or running around with your G.I. Joe toys? I'm telling you, I was there. Okay,
Rage
I watched
was.
These things.
We were around.
Rage was.
Rage
had G.I. Joe.
My rage was dropping because people was getting tired of him knocking people out too fast.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you guys a question. For those that remember, Rage, I disinclude you because you were like playing He-Man's, but by that point,
I just want to say something in reference to what Swag said.
Most of Tyson's fights back then until that Buster Douglas went no further than the third round.
That wasn't his fault because he whooping ass.
Yeah,
he had a bubblegum and then he got a lot of bubblegum.
Let me just say something.
Go ahead,
Rage. Let me just say something in reference to what Swag just said.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead, Rage.
There's about Floyd Mayweather giving people their money's worth. No, he doesn't. He doesn't give people his money's worth because...
The truth be told, in boxing, people rather see a knockout than a fight go the distance.
Yeah, people want to see a knockout. Yeah. They don't want to see it in 90 seconds.
Hey. Mostly all of Mayweather's fights go the distance. He fights the same exact style, and it's boring.
In my opinion, a perfect fight goes a knockout within
like this.
12 rounds. That's what a fight does. In the 10th to 12th round.
Yo, the problem is, Surfer, Tyson wasn't going in there preparing for the perfect fight for the fans.
He was going in there
to take a motherfucker's head off.
I'm not saying he had to do or what fight he had to do. I'm saying you get your money's worth. You see a fight go 10 to 12 rounds before the knockout.
And as far as Pacquiao and Mayweather go, I will say this. Mayweather's probably the best defensive fighter I've seen. But as I said before, the man ain't got no punching power. Pacquiao get that one, maybe two good shots on him. It's done. I'm not gonna sit here and disrespect Mayweather. I'm not gonna do that. Like I said, that's the best defensive fight I've seen in a long time. But if he gets one or two shots, it's over.
Let's put it like this. Manny Pacquiao, that's a quick motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fast motherfucker.
People underrate how fast Pacquiao is.
Here's a question for y'all, okay? What Tyson fights are people consider the all-time classic?
Him again.
Him against Lennox Lewis.
He don't want to be classic. Tyson didn't want to be classic. He just wanted to get paid.
Yeah, no.
He just wanted to get paid.
Let me see. What was this?
I was there for that fight.
What is this in the chat room?
Like Tyson was a ring general. He came in there like, "Yeah, I'm gonna strategize."
He wasn't.
No, I'm coming in here to knock you the hell out.
Like you think Tyson's the type of dude to be like, "Yeah, y'all gotta look back at my classics."
Listen, Tyson.
He's a street fighter. Tyson. He fought people like you fight them in the street.
No, that's not true. Tyson.
Yes, that is true.
Let me tell you about Tyson before his legal problems, okay? See, people just thought he was just hitting people hard. But he was hitting people in certain spots to make that body fall apart, all right? He wasn't just swinging and throwing punches. He was hitting in certain spots on the body to numb you so he could knock you out. He knew what he was doing in that ring.
In a street fight, if you're fighting somebody.
In a street fight, you don't go for pressure points, right? Which he was doing.
All right, let's kill the boxing talk before we lose our audience. I'm going to say one more
thing. I'm going to say one more thing
about Mayweather real quick. Matt E. Legend in the chat, and it's funny. Justin Bieber gave Mayweather his superpowers.
That's funny.
Now to Phillip Brooks. Trying to do what Brock Lesnar
did. You didn't say Phillip.
Phillip Brooks.
You better respect that, man.
Man, look. You better go and sit down somewhere, okay?
Y'all may not care that CM Punk isn't there, but y'all sure wish he was there.
No, the hell I don't.
I don't. And deep down in y'all, deep down in your heart, deep down in your heart of hearts, you know damn well you
wish he was
there. I don't
give a damn about Phillip Brooks.
I don't.
Okay. Y'all some, yo, y'all are some.
He got dropped on his neck at SummerSlam 2013.
I think with the CM Punk, I think my issue with CM Punk, he's spilling a lot of sour grapes out there with the company and all these interviews. He's hitting very few tangible targets or very few tangible things you can complain about WWE. The rest of it seems to be like sour grapes. Like, he was talking about the training staff, and I get that part of it. But his most of the stuff was just gripes about creative and who he worked with. So it just sounds all sour grapes to me. It doesn't sound like a legitimate issue.
Yeah,
he called Ryback a steroid guy. He said
Ryback did kick the man in the ribs.
Just face facts here, okay?
CM Punk should take drugs.
CM Punk
should take drugs. Oh, if he's God. Got
from these doesn't... interviews. From these interviews that I'm seeing from Punk, CM Punk does not want to go back to WWE. It's WWE that wants Punk back. They act like they don't. But CM Punk but WWE knows they want Punk back. They do.
They want you to believe that they don't,
but they do.
Hold up, Tony, say that again.
We should no longer call him CM Punk because he is not affiliated with the WWE. We should now call him Phillip Brooks.
How disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Because he is no longer in the WWE.
And he said that. So,
I'm sorry, but he had CM Punk before.
Doesn't he own that name?
Exactly, yeah, he does.
You called the Rock Dwayne.
Well, yeah, there's a difference.
That's because he
chilling with Colt Cabana.
WWE owns The Rock.
I was
they don't own Cabana, Dwayne Johnson. They own The Rock, which is why I call him Dwayne. I call CM Punk CM Punk because CM Punk owns CM Punk.
Phillip Brooks.
You can call him Phillip Brooks because you have no respect for CM Punk.
No. Look, I was chilling with CM Punk. I mean, not CM Punk. I was chilling with Colt Cabana a couple days ago.
And then he said Phillip called.
It's well known. No. He said, what else you want to know about Punk? He calls him Punk still. Because CM Punk made that name. That was
he is a punk because he ran and left the company. So he could be a punk.
Here's another grievance that I'm having. Okay.
What?
Everyone is sitting here saying, okay, everyone's having a problem that he left, that he just took his ball and he left. So what was he supposed to do? Was he supposed to just sit there and let WWE fuck him over some more?
You finish your contract.
They gave him the belt for 435 days.
Look how many people in history never even got Tony. They gave him the belt just to shut him up, and then they made him drop the belt to The Rock.
So of course
Punk is gonna have a problem with that.
But Rage, the thing that you're forgetting in all this, and maybe that's youth that doesn't know. When you're on the contract, you need to finish your contract. No matter what your situation is, you finish your contract.
That company that never even sniffed that belt, that were better than Punk.
Look, I feel like
now that's kind of your own fault.
I feel like CM Punk had every right to leave because, just like I feel like every other mid-carder,
he didn't have the right to leave.
Because if their future is already written out in WWE, then why the hell should they be there? Punk is constantly being fucked over time in and time out by WWE. Even when they gave him what he wanted, he was still being getting fucked over.
Rage.
You're right. Rage. They did give him everything. But he was a two-time Money in the Bank ladder match winner, a two-time world champion, longest reigning WWE champion in the modern era. But they still fucked him over.
But Rage, let me ask you this. You are still under contract, sir.
you finish it. Once you finish your contract, if you choose not to renegotiate, that's on you. And you can leave and won't nobody say anything. CM Punk would have finished
his contract. But then you so stupid, you leave, and they give your spot to Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
See, the whole thing is that if CM Punk did not leave and he beat The Rock at the Royal Rumble 2 years ago, whatever it was, and he beat Cena and he beat The Undertaker, he would be the new face of the company, the new top guy of the company, and Vince McMahon does not want a talented superstar to be the face of the company. He wants John Cena, that only has the five moves of destruction, to be the face of the company.
And that comes from Swatch. And I'm sorry.
Wait. Hold up, Rage. But that brings it to what is Vince going to do when there's no Cena?
Exactly. What is he going to do?
But here's the thing. When there's no Cena,
Brock is wrestling on a limited schedule.
But when there's no Cena,
he's gonna keep doing it.
But when there's no Cena,
don't hate on him.
But when there's no Cena, when there's no Brock, because I still think after Mania, Brock's done. When you have no Cena, I do think that. I think he's going back to UFC. When you have no Cena, I don't know who he's going to fight. He might be CM Punk, but it doesn't. I think he's going to be gone.
Fighting CM Punk. That's a different weight class.
I think he's going to be gone. But regardless of that fact, that's why you have NXT set, and NXT is not being used properly to a degree. Because what he has now.
But Will, they're not thinking like that.
Rex, it doesn't do any good to talk about NXT and all that. They're not thinking.
What's the reason NXT's not being used properly? They don't trust anybody on that roster. And here's another thing.
They don't trust too many people on the roster, period.
Here's the thing. Will, you said something about finishing your contract and then going to negotiations, right?
Right.
So, let's say that did happen. Let's say CM Punk just decided to finish out his contract and then they renegotiate. And then let's say they did come to a deal. You expect them to give into everything that CM Punk wants?
But it's called negotiation.
But even so, I don't think WWE would do anything for Punk then. Even if they would come to a negotiation.
But
CM Punk, they give him a paycheck.
That's logic right there. Okay. Of course he's going to get paid. He works for the WWE, Surfer. Everyone that works there is going to get paid.
Rage.
What makes him any different,
Rage,
Surfer?
You can say what you want to say about the situation. The situation is this, Rage.
Why CM Punk is supposed to win out over everybody else? Okay?
The situation is this,
he's not
Rage.
No one is supposed to win out over everybody, but at least everyone should have some sort of... It should be fair for everybody. Calm down, guys.
One at a time. And first off, Rage, you're absolutely wrong on that. Because of the fact CM Punk was getting paid. He was one of the highest paid wrestlers in the organization. That's number one. Number two, he got time. Even after his title reign, you say what you want about his rivalry.
What is he complaining the most about? Money or storylines, he was being used.
But again,
both.
He's not complaining about money.
He was complaining about both. Yeah, you were.
No, he was not complaining about both.
Yes, he was. He was saying if I'm in a match, pay me like I'm in a match. What does that mean?
No, he was complaining about money because he said, he's like, you know, the money I have enough, it doesn't matter to me, really. But then he complained about how him and Undertaker should have had a bigger check.
CM Punk don't have to worry about money because his wife is supporting his ass.
We want to put the belt on him. Does he say, yep. Sure, okay, I'm ready to be champion, right? He'll say yes, right?
Yeah.
CM Punk said, we're going to give you the belt. He said yes. So when they say, all right, now we want to take it off of you, what's his reason to say no? Because it was The Rock, and you don't like The Rock, right?
It's not because I don't like The Rock. The Rock didn't deserve that belt. But, they're putting that belt on The Rock for all the wrong reasons.
But again, here's the
thing. They put the belt on The Rock, son, to draw money. That's the thing.
They put the belt on The Rock to help sell WrestleMania.
Look, we're not going
to
go
through this. Because they didn't have anything for that WrestleMania to begin with. So to get a cheap buck, they brought The Rock in there.
And so you think CM Punk would have made the money as the main event that The Rock did?
Yep.
Yes.
No.
Yep. Crazy as hell.
Yes, he
y'all crazy as hell.
No. He
CM
would
Punk
not have.
Deserved the main event.
They would have done it.
CM Punk, and people like to bullshit about what the main event is. I'm not talking about the co-main. I'm talking about closing the show.
Right.
He deserved to close a WrestleMania at least
that's
once
your raise,
or twice in his career.
Raise. But that's your opinion.
That's your opinion.
That's what you think. It doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. That's what you think. That's your opinion.
And WWE deals in facts.
They deals with fat, and they deal with the most profitable for them. That's what they did.
I can say I think Ricky Steamboat should have closed out WrestleMania. He did not.
That's a good point. And that's sad
because he know he couldn't outdraw Hogan.
Yep,
they do raise. They have people in that company that do research.
They research
this stuff all the way down to the T. If CM Punk could have moved the needle like The Rock, he would have been there. I promise you that.
And the
my
bottom
friend.
Line is this. And the bottom I line. You. And the bottom line is this, Rage. They're gonna do what's going to be the most profitable for them. If CM Punk was making as much money as The Rock, if he wasn't making as much money as Cena, guess what? He's not going to be in that main event. Plain and simple.
That's what it's all about. I hate to give it to you like that, but that's it's money, man. Money, cash, cream.
Plus,
you ever heard of that phrase?
Don't mean the grown man you like that.
It's not about bringing
I ain't trying to sign you.
You already got really them. Ain't. You got to bring in the outside fan, too, for WrestleMania. You got to bring in more than just your core base.
Right.
Don't mean the grown man you like that, but it's just going to have to go down.
And it's not so much as CM Punk wasn't deserving. It was just the fact he wasn't drawing like The Rock. He wasn't drawing
like
Cena. Like
The Rock. We not going to tell you that CM Punk don't draw. He don't sell merch.
That one problem. See, and we can argue about this all day, but to me, you say CM Punk isn't a top draw. That's why they had to bring in The Rock. And I say, why did they need The Rock in the first place? I mean, they have so much on there they could use, but no, they're lazy and they need The Rock.
With that much, I agree with you. It shouldn't be to the point where you have to bring The Rock back to get a cheap
product. I agree, too, but the thing is, they already had plans. They already had plans laid in stone.
Right. And
they wanted Cena to take the belt from Rock.
Right.
And that's why that happened.
Right.
Because The Rock is a movie star.
It was already predetermined. It was already predetermined for that to happen. Just like...
Oh, they also already had a built-in rivalry with those two.
Yeah. And it looks like it's still going to be the plan with Reigns taking the belt at Mania, which I still hope it don't happen, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope it don't happen.
And truth be told, Ray, when Roman Reigns get this belt, it's not going to move the needle like they think it is.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to scrap it and give it to somebody. They'll probably put the belt back on Cena. If you don't move the needle how they think it is, watch you end up with the belt.
They'll go back to safe and reliable.
What do you have for match of the year? They got the triple threat match from Mania, Shield, Evolution, Cena and Wyatt, and then this. So how is this
on
the match of the year?
Rock and Cena isn't nominated.
This is the match of the year. They have. They have the triple threat match. They have the triple threat match from Mania 30, Shield versus Evolution at Extreme Rules, John Cena and Bray Wyatt at Payback, and the Survivor Series match, Team Cena and Team Authority. How is it that match is on the list?
How isn't the SummerSlam match not on that?
How was Brock Lesnar and John Cena not on this list?
Explain to me that.
Who made this list?
Because Brock Lesnar is not a full-time...
John Cena.
And nobody cares about John Cena.
John Cena is on... John Cena is pretty much... He's on half the freaking list.
Ain't that
a... Oh, my God. Here's who they have for Superstar of the Year. Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, and Bray Wyatt.
How is Dean Ambrose on the list?
How is he on this
list?
We know
who that's going. It better go to. That's why he's showing up at Raw. Yeah. For everybody who clamoring for my boy, the Beast, he will be on Raw this Monday.
Diva of the Year, AJ Lee, Paige, Nikki Bella, and Brie Bella.
AJ deserves
it. See, it's between AJ Lee and Paige for me, and I'm going to go with Paige.
Wax like to give the business to Brock because he ain't there.
I really, like, people know how much I love AJ, but I think Paige is Diva of the Year to me.
Hell, you figure that? Her title her title range, you can hear a pin drop. Ain't nobody care about her title range.
And why wasn't Lana on that list?
Hey, be quiet with that.
How did you do nothing?
Just be quiet with that.
She's being the most over diva on the roster right now.
Wow. She is not.
I'm sorry.
She don't wrestle.
Not, I mean, Lana is not the most in diva the year.
She don't wrestle, Swax. How does somebody don't wrestle when we diva the year?
What was that? What big match does she have?
She's managing the undefeated United States champion.
What does that mean? She's a manager.
Diva of the year.
She's a manager. They don't make a WWE Diva of the Year. She's a manager. If there's a manager of the year, you can put her in there. But there's no manager of the year.
She gets more heat than Seth Rollins.
So Bobby Heenan should have been Diva of the Year in
2000.
Lana only deserves manager of the year, and that's it. That's all. The only category she should be in there, and there's no category for that, as far as I know. So no, she ain't winning jack.
LOL moment of the year: Damian Mizdow as Miz's stunt double, Mr. T's Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Mr. T at the Hall of Fame, Vicky Guerrero pushing Stephanie McMahon into a pool of shit, and El Torito and Hornswoggle with the PLC match at Extreme Rules.
You know who's surfing? I know who's surfing gonna vote for?
I don't care about any of them. But really, if I'm gonna vote, I'm voting for number two.
You know what surfer gonna go for?
What's the name?
What you talking about?
What's the name in the pile of shit?
Yeah,
tub of shit.
Me too.
That's the best moment.
I think Mr. T's Hall of Fame speech was funny.
How you gonna put that man down like that? Come on now.
Putting it down. I think it was funny.
Come on.
No, that's kind of cruel.
Yeah, that's not fun.
How was it putting? How was that cruel?
That's wrong, man. Come on, man.
Because that man was a lot of drug himself.
Use. I'm not putting it down. I thought it was very. He's thanking his mom, but it, just the way he did it was pretty funny.
Oh, you want
y'all are
funny because he's thanking his mama.
Yeah, y'all are too sensitive. Y'all are sensitive.
I guess you don't have a mama. I guess you is hatched.
Y'all are too sensitive. Oh my God.
Hysterical.
I don't have a problem with him. I didn't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it at all. I just thought the way it was funny.
Anyway.
Extreme moment of the year. Brock Lesnar's German suplexes at SummerSlam.
Hands down.
I picked that one. You ain't got to say it, Rage. You ain't got to read the rest of the list, Rage. We picked that one.
I'll just do it. Kane hits Daniel Bryan with tombstones on floor for steel steps and tape.
That was your hurt moment of the year, wasn't it, Rage?
Chris Jericho hits crossbody on Bray Wyatt from top of steel cage on Raw.
That Kane and Daniel Bryan is the one that makes Lee Champion cry.
Seth Rollins curb stop on Dean Ambrose through cinder blocks on Raw.
If it was real cinder blocks, man.
True. Yeah, y'all know who's taking this.
If it really happened,
we all know who's taking this.
Hell yeah.
Surprise return of the year, Hulk Hogan at Mania.
No.
Ultimate Warrior. Batista and The Rock on Raw.
How can anything with Batista be nominated for anything? The man is terrible.
Yeah.
Even when if he ain't on Guardians of the Galaxy,
I guess I'll say Ultimate Warrior returning to Mania. Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior.
Also, yeah.
Easy.
I don't give a shit about Hulk Hogan. So.
I would say Sting.
Nobody cares about Jeff Hardy.
It's not a return. It's a debut.
Yeah, see. Yes.
We're trying to sneak this.
Hey, that's a return. Not a return. That's a debut.
Can somebody tell me when we're going to have the return of Willow?
I know you miss him, Rage.
Hey, I'm not going to sit here and lie, okay? I normally think most babies are cute. Most babies, you know, they're cute. They're cuddly. They're fun to play with. But I'm sorry. Have you seen Mickey James's and Madness's kid?
It looked like Cena.
Oh, no.
Nope. it looked like Cena.
This is awesome.
Where's this picture?
Is awesome.
He came out with some khaki shorts. I bet it did.
Mickey James had a hustle, loyalty, and respect build on him, boy.
Oh, Lord, that would be too funny, yo.
He came out shirt on it and the armbands, everything.
Instead of the brace they put on, you in the hospital.
This is awesome moment of the year. The Yes Movement occupies Raw. Stephanie McMahon gets arrested. Sting help us. Sting debuts and the team.
I'm still pissed off.
Hulk Hogan, The Rock, and Stone Cold at Mania 30.
I'm still pissed off at Sting.
What the hell?
I'm still pissed off at Sting.
Why did Rage break the momentum?
Sting,
I was still laughing about Mickey James, baby.
I don't really care that much about Mickey James, baby. Let's talk about Mickey James's ass, and you'll get me talking.
You want to talk about Mickey James' ass and roast beef?
You better be careful.
Talk about her roast beef.
You better be careful, boy.
That roast beef was. It didn't look all that bad.
You better be careful, boy. Matt is gonna come and see you. This is your world champion.
This is the champion. Big thing.
Well, I'm voting for the This Is Awesome moment. I don't even.
Rage
know.
Is really into the slammies.
I'm not into the slammies. I'm just want to know what y'all
talk about. Mickey James and her baby. You want to talk about?
I just want to know what y'all voting for. I just want to know what y'all voting for. That's all I want to know. What are y'all voting for?
You vote for Brock Lesnar to come through and wreck the whole show. Since y'all want to see him so
what'd
bad.
What'd you say, Tony? See, Brock Lesnar come back and does F5 everybody.
Then everybody be mad. Why he had to show up and do the whole roster like that?
can I get it?
Turn the Slammy Award into the F5 Award.
Can I get an F5 on Mean Gene, please? Can I get an F5 on Mean Gene, please? Fuck you,
really
Mean Gene.
Fuck you, Mean Gene. Oh. Tell the whole roster. Now he ain't got nobody to say.
Fuck you, Bean Genie.
Whatever. Okay,
you dropped this belt at Mania. I really want to hear people then, boy.
This whole category isn't that.
But the thing about it, Tony, see, I think that we're forgetting, and Phil does a very good job of elaborating this. This ain't for us. The wrestling now is not for
really
us.
It ain't gonna be for us after WrestleMania
and when Roman Reigns, every little kid gonna go for the little Superman punch that we know don't mean jack, but every little kid is gonna love it, and that's gonna make WWE be happy because they think that's gonna be.
We all know CM Punk gonna fall flood. that Superman punch gonna come flying through, like in every MMA fight that CM Punk's in.
Okay. Oh, God. I
want to hear people complain. Roman Reigns on TV. I'm going to complain. Roman Reigns on TV every week. Doing a Superman.
I know what's going to look. I just want to say something. I know what's going to be the shocking moment of the year. Mm. I think Bray Wyatt's choir, that the shit that he did on John Cena.
Man,
I
the shocking
was awesome.
Moment of the year was Undertaker getting beat. Period.
I know. I know that's gonna win.
No,
but
I got moment of the year.
Children choir around Cena. I thought that was cool.
That was cool too. It was cool. But I got moment of the year when Big Show knocked the hell out of Cena. That's moment of the year right there.
God.
No, that's Brahma.
You fucking with me.
He ain't knocked him out. I can rewind that all day.
Tell me you didn't just say that insult of the year. Paul Heyman rapping on Cena was fucking awesome. I don't care what anybody says.
That was cool. That was good too.
That was fucking awesome. That was
good
too.
Man,
yeah, that was good.
Let me ask this question to the room, to everybody. Does WWE not see the potential they can have with a John Cena heel turn?
They don't give a damn.
They don't see it.
When do heels make more money than faces?
I'm not saying they make more money than faces, but look at
when Hogan was in the NWO.
Me and Tony C got into it on my show. I mean, how many more shirts did Hogan sell when he turned heel? A lot.
I mean, yeah.
Was he selling old shirts or personal Hogan shirts?
Either way.
Hollywood rules.
Either way, because it's easier to sell an NWO shirt over a personal Hogan shirt.
He had
a Hollywood rules
shirt. DX is selling a lot of shirts too. But Triple H's shirt by himself wasn't selling as much as the DX shirt.
But the thing about it, Surfer, look at some of your superstars that did turn heel. It was successful. Look at the route when he turned heel. That was classic. Come on, man.
That was The Rock turning heel. Hollywood Rock?
Yeah.
I know I don't care much about The Rock, but Hollywood Rock was awesome. I love Hollywood Rock.
Okay, first of all, when The Rock turned heel the first time, okay, he wasn't as big of a star. And then when he turned heel the second time, well, it was already in his DNA.
He was mad over that second time. Mad over.
Well, the crowd forced him to turn heel the second time at Mania because, you know, they sided with Hogan.
Yeah.
Yo, Hollywood
That's
Rock.
That's when the seed
was but, Hollywood but, Rock but should Hollywood get Rock was should awesome. Have gotten more time than it did.
Hollywood Rock was awesome.
And then, they don't want to do what they did with Austin, turn him heel, and then it's for no reason.
Right.
No, Austin being heel was the worst thing they could
have
did.
But I guess if you're going to do something that titanic, you got to have a monumental reason to do it. Monumental reason to turn him heel.
Austin was here for six months.
Make a wish, kids. Just start slapping the shit out of him. Nobody do nothing.
That's Brock's job.
So it's our tag team of the year, right? We're in agreement on that, right? The Usos.
Yeah,
that's the Usos.
Say that again.
What tag team of the year?
Miz Dow.
No, fuck them.
Fuck that.
Was
the Dust Brothers in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Breakout star of the year.
You saying they're terrible? They're the tag team champion. What are you talking?
Champion, so Will, what you think for tag team of the year?
I'll give the Usos. I like what the Usos bring to the ring.
It sure ain't Mini Gator and Slater Gator with the now, you know.
But the thing with the Usos though, they bring it every time. They bring it every night. They don't slow down. They don't dog it. They bring it every night. So
it sure ain't Mini Gator and Slater Gator with the now.
I think the Dust Brothers
sure, with the now ex-con. You know,
see that shit wrong.
Women
that's
beater.
That's a whole.
Hey man,
story,
just because
right?
he Slater, this card carrying member of the IWO.
Hey.
Hey, you can't get mad at him.
He is
of an exclusive club. Don't do that to Heath like that, man.
He is a member of the
choking bitches.
Don't do that to Heath, man.
Let me tell you,
Heath came on Twitter and he sent out a tweet saying the truth will be put out there and he will be found innocent. Don't do that to Heath.
I believe he was
don't
whooping
do that to
chicks.
Heath. Don't do that to Heath. Why would the one man band do that? Why?
Bill Cosby ain't raped nobody, but
because he
slated
with
the
IWO. He
wanted to be a card carrying member.
Man, why is that be like that, man? Show me what he working Come with. On, man. You know he's done in WWE, right?
That backhand is strong.
If it comes down to he's actually guilty of this, you know he's done.
That backhand on Heath Slater is strong.
Whatever.
Not necessarily, William, because this was 2 years ago.
That's true.
If his ass has been clean since then,
that's true.
He should be fine.
If they get rid of him from going upside the chick head, I know Randy Orton didn't win upside at least five.
You have many releases if you
for real. Ryback look like he'll be the best.
Hashtag of the year.
Want to eat that monkey some more fish?
Man, I can see Randy Orton doing some crap. Like, no. Like that. He'll probably backhand the RKO and walk about his business.
Probably went outside.
Sleep, suplex, repeat, and I want that on a t-shirt. Is that on a t-shirt? Eat, sleep, suplex.
What's that?
You know what? I hate when the WWE uses.
But feed me more.
You hate WWE? You do what, Surfer?
Uses real marriages and storylines. That always ends disaster. Like this whole idea with the Uso and Naomi.
Yeah.
Being a storyline because they're married.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the New Age Sapphire? gonna go with the Miz, just like you Sapphire went with Miz and Gust.
Making Uso dude look like he.
He's blamed Total Divas for that.
Like
he does the role.
Because, man, he always got a temper.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something, Ted DiBiase. You messing with Sweet Sapphire. Sapphire gonna sell him out for a fur coat.
Oh, God.
Dancing with Jericho, just like Sapphire was.
Oh, God.
Girl, Naomi, like that.
Nobody.
He's a new age Sapphire.
Nobody.
with the money.
Hey. Nobody could cut a promo like Dusty Rhodes. Nobody.
She is not Sapphire. Naomi.
She's doing the same thing Sapphire did.
Sapphire could wrestle, though. DiBiase
started flossing, birds of flossing, and money in her face.
Sapphire looked good.
Sapphire can't wrestle, though. Naomi can wrestle.
I don't care what she is. The storyline's still the same. Black woman.
They have a Best Actor Award on here. Oh, my God.
It's a sister.
The Best Actor Award. Miz, Batista, The Rock, and Miz, though.
I ain't.
All of them horrible actors.
When it began.
Yeah, that would be The Rock, baby.
Yeah. Now,
cheap ass. I don't
get that storyline though, because everybody know Miz is married to Maurice.
It don't matter.
The Miz don't deserve Maurice.
Maurice is sitting at home eating bonbons.
She's actually She's still working for FWE Surfer. So this
Maurice is grade A ass.
Maurice don't have no ass.
Too busy putting pictures on Facebook.
I didn't say she had an ass. I said Instagram. That's grade A ass.
Don't you dare disrespect Maurice. Don't you dare do it.
I'm not disrespecting. She said grade A.
Miz gonna tell her I got this nice fur coat here for you.
You need to
be grade A when you don't have ass.
Don't you dare disrespect Maurice on this
Shut
program.
The hell up.
Don't you dare disrespect Maurice. That's my girl.
NXT Superstar of the Year. That's good that they have an award for NXT.
Rage is really running down these awards.
Big Tone,
how you doing,
this
man?
This is apparently my job on the show.
Big Tone, how you doing, man? Big Tone, you with us?
Don't nobody give a damn about no slamming.
What's going on, Big Tone? You all right, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm at work at the moment, so don't even trip. What's going down?
Okay. Chilling, man.
Rage running down the slammers like they're the ESPYs or something.
I don't watch the ESPYs.
Well, hell, you running them down like they're the Jim Rome Awards.
So I can't do college that. I mean, really, this is my job on the show.
He's just trying to do my damn job.
He is the assistant host.
Yes,
the next award is the Heisman Trophy, WWE Heisman Trophy. And the nominees are.
I bet that's what he wants to do. That's the Heisman Trophy. What kind of bullshit is this?
Nobody gives a care.
Well, I care about this NXT Superstar of the Year award. I know that much, and Sami Zayn better get this shit.
Sami Zayn got that.
Who's got the feed, though? You know, I'm hearing myself on feed.
They're going to collect us at his one-bedroom studio apartment.
Who got the feed up? I hear myself on the feed. Who got the feed up?
Tone.
What?
Do you have the feed up, Big Tone?
Turn the feed off.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, we'll call you right back.
Okay. Give me a call back. That's Ridge's job on the show, everybody. So, you know, let's cut him some slack.
What? The Reed Award nominee?
I just want to say.
Think this is?
I just want to say.
What does Tone think this is?
Man, let me tell you. The Rant Award is going to be better than the Slammy.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to say one thing. Some of y'all may like it. Some of y'all may not. Florida State won. No see.
Gives a damn.
Florida State won. No see.
What's going on? Nick Saban's going to get that. Ain't nobody studying that. You need to be trying to come up with categories for the Rant.
Morgan's going to get in his ass.
Awards. That we need. All right.
Let's do this. And since I'm asking a question, I disqualify myself. Rant host of the year. Go.
Oh, my God.
Me.
Rant host of the year.
Since I'm asking, I disqualify myself. Rant host of the year. Go.
Me?
You.
You?
You said the same thing I said, Stevie Ray.
Say a different name, you're going to hang up on me.
You know what? I'm going to tell everybody that I know that listens to this network to vote for me because I believe that I should be Rant EM Radio host of the year.
What is you misspoken?
Homie, you don't even host a show.
Co-host should be included. Co-host should be included in the category.
This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. Out of all the stuff Rage has said on this show since he's been here. And Rage, you have said some of the most hilarious stuff I had ever heard in my life. You have said you were a dangerous man in the network. You have said you want to see Ezekiel Jackson defend the title.
Now that was 2 years ago.
But you said it. And now,
You don't say that you
the most dangerous man on the network. You don't say you got sources. Out of all the stuff you just said,
which is true.
That right there was the funniest shit I ever heard in my life.
I believe that I am. You know what?
I'm gonna take a snippet. You like that person on the job that got one sick day left?
I'm gonna take a snippet, put it all together.
You got about 8 hours of PTO left. Then it's a wrap.
And it's over. I'm gonna take a snippet. Put it all together, the best of Rage, and I bet you get 2,000 listens.
Oh, I suggested Double A put a show together like that for the end of the year.
Oh yeah,
show long enough for the shit Rage said this year. Especially,
yeah, we probably would never need to be live.
You could probably
have a show just based on that. Just based on that in itself.
That would take a week. if you stay together, shit, he said after 11 o'clock.
Now it's trending. Now it's trending.
Stupid. Now it's trending worldwide. The stupid shit Rage
said. Oh, God.
Now it's trending worldwide. Rant EM Radio host of the year. Vote for me.
You haven't been on all year. You missed like 3 or 4 shows.
How the hell do you know? What? Excuse me? How the hell do you know? What? Have you been listening to this? Have you been listening to this network?
We've been here since January.
Okay.
Rage, I ain't gonna sit here and lie. Rage, I ain't gonna sit here and lie. Rage, I ain't gonna sit here and lie.
Want to know why? Because
Rage, I'm not gonna sit here and lie.
Oh, so wait a minute. I'm supposed to.
Rage, I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I didn't meet you to after we left TWR. I didn't know who you were until after we left TWR.
That was
I had no clue. I was
going behind
no
TWR.
No clue who you are before we left. Before we left that.
Alpha Alpha board meeting right here. Let's go.
Once we left there.
Stab me.
Come on, Will. You don't want to take it there.
Once we left there, then I met you, knew who you were, knew about you. Now I'm just telling tale Rage, and this was back what middle of the year.
The music now.
I'm just saying. How can you say you host of the year when the host of the show, the creator of the show, didn't meet you two
men? Creator, the Little Richard, the innovator of this stuff.
Damn.
Yeah. And then the white man, stole it. But for real, how?
Little Richard said they stole it. They all stole.
How am I gonna? How can you say that? Because of the fact of the matter is, I didn't meet you till after that point.
I'll tell you why, because I feel like I've made enough of a. I feel like in the short time that this network has been around, that I've made a name for myself on this network.
I said what I said, and I stayed to it,
and I never backed off of it.
Dude, let me ask you, how can you be hosted a year? How can you be host of the year? How can you be host of the year when you first of all, your history, the way you think, your history
just came on the air and had to apologize or
something. It don't make sense. The way you said, you sat here and said the Motor City Machine Guns were one of the best tag teams in the history of wrestling. No way, dude.
I stand by that, but yet and still,
you think that's going to be credible and people are going to believe it. You ain't say the Road Warriors. You ain't say the Midnight Express.
I didn't say anybody else. I said the Motor City Machine.
You said the Motor City Machine is one of the best tag teams in history.
I didn't say that. I said that they were one of the best and that they were the most underrated. I said they were underrated, and look at the response that I'm getting now. It shows why I think they're the best, and they're one of the best, and the most overrated. It's because of the response that I'm getting from every person on this network.
They ain't done shit!
Response.
Tone, shut up for a second. The reason why you're saying they ain't done shit is because you haven't seen enough of their shit.
Look. Hold up a tone. I got this. You can't say that. That's like Swag saying last week that these new divas can beat the divas of the Attitude Era. Ain't no way in the hell. Ain't no way in the world I'm gonna believe that. No true wrestling fan's gonna believe that. We will sit here and give the Motor City Machine Guns their props for what they're doing currently. But don't nobody think.
No, y'all ain't giving their props because since I brought it up, y'all tough. No, y'all ain't giving their props since I brought it up. All y'all did was crucify.
But how can you take? This is what I'm asking you, Rage.
They ain't done shit.
This is what I'm asking you, Rage. You
ain't seen enough of their shit.
This is what I'm asking you, Rage. I'm going by what you say.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Y'all sitting here crucifying the hell out of the Motor City Machine Guns. But the thing is that none of y'all probably haven't seen enough of their stuff because y'all keep on bashing TNA for everything they do.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Here's the thing. TNA might have done some bad things as of recently. But there was a time, if y'all forgot, that TNA was a good company. That they were better than WWE and that they had the better talent.
But even the best things that TNA did,
y'all want to crucify
but Rage, the more, but
because
Rage,
they fucked it up.
Rage, the thing that you forget, why
didn't the ratings show that they were better than WWE?
And the thing that you need to, the thing that you're forgetting, Rage, to be host of the year or whatever, you have to be credible.
You have to be credible. I know I've said some out of the way things out there, but you have to be credible, okay? And you have to have a belief either one way or the other, and it has to make sense. You say the Motor City Machine Guns are better than some of the best tag teams in history. You said that. You said they were better.
They're not. Stop right there. Stop right there.
That's what you said.
Here's another problem that I'm having with some of the people on this network. Y'all like to spin what I'm saying. I did not say that they were the best. I said that they were one of the best. They were the most underrated tag team class.
How can you put them
over? You are going to quote me on something. Make sure it's exactly.
There's so many other tag teams out there that's underrated.
How can you
make
say
sure better than them?
How can you say that? You can't put them in the same class as the Rumble.
You can't put them on something. Make sure it's exactly what I said, and make sure it's accurate.
You can't put them in the same class as the Road Warriors, dude.
Yes, I can't.
No, you can't.
And Rage, you can't.
I understand where you're coming from, Rage.
And be credible.
But like, no, it's.
You cannot put them.
That's what makes somebody like AA host of the year. That's what makes somebody like Phil Wright host of the year. That's somebody that makes Surfer for all the job we give Surfer on Cena. For all the job we give Surfer on the Bunny. That's what makes Surfer credible because
he knows his shit.
Right. He comes through with a knowledgeable background. That's all I'm saying. You have to be credible.
Whatever I've been wrong about that bunny so far.
I'm telling you, that bunny fights Cena, he's gonna cry.
But you have to be over.
Come on now, we've already discussed that.
Probably not. But whatever I've been wrong about so far.
But
you know what?
Y'all all laughed at me when I said that bunny was going to wrestle.
We didn't laugh. We said it was stupid. We laughed because the thought of him wrestling was laughable, and it is laughable.
So all I'm saying, in order to win the award, you got to be credible, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Man,
I believe I'm going through categories for the Rant EM already.
Because the committee hasn't decided on any categories yet.
Rage has said he should be host of the year.
I think there should be a category best Negro caller host of the best Negro caller of the year. That would be a hot category.
The award committee hasn't met yet, so.
Oh god,
that would be a hot category there.
Oh man,
ask if y'all want. Criticize me if y'all want. I believe in Randy.
You got Tony, you got Big Tone, you got myself.
Hey Ray,
you got Surfer.
You know what humble means?
Don't forget about me.
Sometimes
you ain't black swatch.
Hey! Don't put Swax in that damn category.
Swax ain't black. I just told Swax he ain't black. He can't join that group.
Hey, I'm from Philly, just like Surfer and I.
Did you hear the rest of what he said? He said Negro.
Your
Skype picture shows I see a white man port face. Just saying.
Hey! Who the fuck said Negro?
Stevie Ray said Negro.
Oh.
Yeah, he said it. He can get away with it. Yeah. That's Stevie Ray, man.
Cajun caller of the year.
Cajun caller of the year. There you go. That goes to Rich.
Foolery segment of the year.
This Cajun caller goes to Rich.
We got that last week.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We killed that last week. We already got it. Because Rex, you're in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, I'm actually... I'm mixed. I'm part Cajun.
There you go. So we got Rex, best Cajun caller of the year. We already got
Rex. I have the Uncle Tom Award.
I put Rex in there because I'm part Creole.
There you go.
Yeah, see, that's what I am. So, I'm part Creole and part French. Whenever I don't know what happened, French so game got, here
so,
and
see, so we got Cajun Call of the Year. We got Rich right there.
Surfer, I think we should do Charles Barkley Award of the Year. The Charles Barkley Award.
Damn.
Who would get that?
Somebody qualify for that one.
That could be anybody.
No, no.
You gonna get that one a rage?
Only okay. A couple people on here that
you gonna get that one a rage?
Did I ever tell y'all the time I was in a club with Charles Barkley?
No.
Well, I wasn't hanging out with him. He was in the same club, and afterwards
he was in the same club.
He was trying.
Look, now, man, you over there talking like you hung out with him.
Now listen, he was trying to pick up a woman that was hanging out with me that night. But he couldn't do it, so.
Oh, so
some people come up short.
There you go. Real quick.
There was another bum from the Sixers that was drunk and couldn't steal the deal either. And Barkley leaned over towards me and was like, yeah, look at this guy.
You know, the only thing that makes me upset about Charles Barkley is the fact that I ain't got no offense with him as a player. One of the greatest players of all time. I give him that. That's fine. But the only thing that makes me upset is the fact that people think that when something happened in the black community, they think he speaks for all of us. And he doesn't.
Oh, we need Charles Barkley. We need Charles Barkley to speak.
I'm not saying that you don't need it. I'm not saying that because everybody is entitled to it. But he doesn't speak for all of us. And that's my problem with it.
He don't speak for me.
Right. And he doesn't speak for me either. That's my only thing with Charles Barkley and his network.
His neighborhood is not my neighborhood.
Yep.
You don't come from where I come from.
That's my only issue.
Something black happened. Let's talk to Charles Barkley.
Right. Exactly. And then they don't talk to nobody else.
Because they know they're gonna get something stupid out of Charles Barkley and just blow it out of proportion.
Exactly.
Well, they know he don't shut the jive like the rest of. Like
the new
ESPN
doing that shit.
He was on CNN.
You know, Charles at one time was considered to be the radical black man.
Yeah.
At one time,
he could be the manager of the New Day. That's like, a good point.
When you, they was comparing him to.
He
might as well be.
It was like Jordan was the good black person, mm-hmm. and Barkley was the bad black person.
Yeah. And I can see that working right now because you'll have him and you'll have Big E going back and forth for it. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then you got Big E trying to preach to him. And it'll just be funny. It'll be immensely funny. Oh, God.
All right. You got Kofi Kingston doing the Harlem Shake. What the hell?
When Barkley threw somebody through a plate glass window, he wasn't.
That was here in Orlando.
He wasn't such a good person then, they were saying. They were saying he was the problem with basketball.
Going white through that window. It's Marty Jannetty.
God, that's gotta be.
I thought about that.
Nobody. Nobody fucked up their career more than Marty Jannetty did. Oh my God.
That's what Rage headed. He keep on talking. Marty Jannetty or Robert Gibson of this network.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Matt E. Legend said, Big E, can you see Big E twerking?
Maybe.
What the hell?
It's probably on his horizon.
Xavier Woods, sea walking.
William, I gotta give Ray some credits.
What's that?
He has a value on this network. Like, Adam Rose has value on the WWE roster.
I'm not saying that Rage doesn't have value on this network, but don't...
Did you just compare me to Adam Rose?
I'm not saying that Rage doesn't have value on this network, but don't overstate your value. And know what you are. Don't overstate yourself. Don't underestimate
don't
yourself.
Outkick don't, your cover.
Exactly. Here he come. But don't overstate yourself.
Here you come hating.
I'm not hating. Nobody hating on you, Ray. Just saying. Don't overstate. Don't oversell yourself. Don't undersell, but don't oversell. Know what you are. Know where you come from.
Think about it is that I remember back in the day when there was only two black people on the ranch. And that was me and Mr. Ed. It's drama.
You got one more, Stevie.
Who else?
Sabrina.
Him.
Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, I miss Sabrina.
Don't worry about Sabrina.
I miss Sabrina.
Because
though.
The English don't count.
I miss Sabrina, though.
Oh my God.
What is everyone's beef with the Brits?
I miss Sabrina.
I
miss Sabrina, though. I miss
watching the brothers come and they take over your house. And then you're going to be one.
Ain't taking over a thing of mine.
That body.
They ain't talking over thing
yes,
here.
Yes, TV Ray. Yes,
watch when them and the Chinese come over and they take over your lives. And then y'all going to be kissing that British ass.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Wait.
I don't know what buffoonery he talking
about. What the fuck did you just say? Did you just say the British and the Chinese come over here?
The British, the Chinese are going to come over and they're going to take over your lives.
See, and you
they're going to take over your lives and you're going to petition that British and Chinese ass.
And that right there, yes sir, Mr. Chinese man, I do support you, sir. And that right there is why you will never be host of the year, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chinaman, I get it for you, sir. Right there is why you'll never be host of the year. Ever, ever, ever. You gonna go back and put us under foot of another race. Yep, that's right. That's how they gonna get him. That's why I didn't put you in the category. I did not put you in the category.
Yes, Mr. British Man, I get you your teas and trumpets, sir.
That's why right
there. Don't put us underfoot again.
That's why the coon of the year award goes to...
Rage.
Somebody need to do an online certificate and mail it to Rage so he can post it. He could post it on his wall, so he'd probably be proud of it.
I'll need to quit talking shit about the
British. I heard you got in Double A's doghouse.
He apologized earlier for it. He apologized
for it. Oh, he did like a smart boy.
What does it matter to you? That's between. What does it matter to you? That's between me and him. That's none of y'all business.
Because you,
we can't instigate. No, it's not.
Always rage. You never think about your concept. You never think about Facebook and shit.
And let me ask you. And you know what? Since you want to bring it up, let me ask you a question, sir. For why do you feel the need to instigate every time when I'm not even on the show or on the network? Why do you feel the need to instigate?
Nine, you on the network. What happened?
What do I instigate when you're not around?
Why do you feel the need to do that?
What are you talking about?
Yo, you are always instigating when I'm not around.
Like what?
Yo, you did it Tuesday.
Heard what Surfer said about you last week.
I heard everything Surfer said about me on Tuesday. I heard it all.
Oh, you should have heard him.
What did I say Tuesday?
Nobody has a
message. Don't matter what you say. I know everything you said. You don't remember that shit.
Hold up. You got YouTube right now. What you got going? You take it off the air. Nobody says.
No, you got a little thick on that.
No. Because it's 12:54 in the AM. So we gonna do the show first.
We gonna do the show first.
That's gonna take priority. If those guys have something they want to get out there and air out there, we'll finish the show and we'll take it offline. Real quick though, nobody has a message for you, Rage. Rage doesn't know. The Chinese don't like the Brits. They took Hong Kong from the Brits and kicked them out. So there you go.
Boom.
And plus, everybody here, most people here.
Both of them now are going to team. They're going to team up now and they're going to take over everybody's lives here in America. So you better start kissing that ass while you can.
I know one thing, Rage. Better listen to what Surfer told
you. You want to talk?
I know.
You want to talk about two things you do about it, nothing in life. You want to be hosting?
I better hope Sabrina.
Real quick, I know, right? Really? Real quick, guys. Rant EM Scramble is going to be all this week, starting on the 9th.
Scrambling eggs on the network.
All this week. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 12-9 at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be hosted by Surfer and Tony C. The rant.
That's Surfer Rare and Tony Powers.
Yes, sir. Scrambling eggs, making omelets.
The rant.
Everything.
The rant. The rant 12-10 on 12-10 at 9 p.m. hosted by Phil and Dave. The Wrestling Call-In Show, 12:13 at 11 p.m. See, Double A, you ain't the boss.
Here's
of
the
me.
Thing. You ain't. The I'm boss gonna tell you
me.
Something.
You ain't the boss right of me, Double A. He got it. He got it here, hosted by Reg and co-host William Morgan.
Let me tell you something right now. Me, sir. Whatever happens on this show, next Saturday, I am not gonna be held responsible for it.
I'm not gonna be held responsible for it either, because you the host. It's our.
I'm not
there.
Exactly.
Oh, you're not gonna be here.
I am not gonna be held. I don't want any liabilities on me. I don't want nothing.
Hold up. Here's Surfer's question. Go ahead and say it again, Surfer.
You wanna be hosted here, but you can't host one Saturday night and take some responsibility.
I can host. I am gonna host this Saturday night, but I don't want anything. I don't want anything.
All right,
because I don't want anything held responsible. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do.
So you're gonna be a one man show, right?
Rage.
I ain't say one man.
Rage. Let me ask you this.
But I'm
already.
Let me ask you this, Rage.
The people are gonna come on this show. I'm not gonna be held responsible.
Let me ask you a question, Rage. Do you not think that us as show hosts, do you think Surfer, do you think Phil, do you think Double A are not held responsible for what they do? Do you think I'm not held responsible for what I do I'm on the air?
Y'all are.
Do you think y'all, we're not held responsible?
Y'all are, but when it comes down to me and this Saturday, whatever happens is going to happen.
You know what?
And I'm not going to be held
at
responsible.
At that point, if you feel that way and you're not going to take responsibility for what you do on these airways using my Skype, And using my server feed.
William, all you have to do is say, Raids, do you know how to start the stream? Do you know how to start the show? Do you know how to run the show? Do you know how to run the chat room? Yeah, ask him all these questions as being a host.
I'll give you your answer. I'll give your answer right now. No. Oh, and I'll tell you why, because no one ever taught me how. And I've been asking for the longest, and no one seems to
You ready to take on that responsibility the Double A? What have you done? Because
no one's gonna give you anything, Ray.
In case you haven't noticed, here comes the bashing out. This seems to be a typical segment on this show.
Rage, you're all right because you got me here.
The thing about it, Rage, if you look at all these shows, if you look at Durant, you look at myself, you look at Surfer, you look at Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
You left me out.
We've been in Rex, because Rex, you've been calling for a while.
I got my own show.
Yeah, you got your own show, but what I'm trying to say is the history. I'm trying to say not that you have a show, but it's just history.
Oh, I've been part of the history for
years. I'm just saying we all started on Blog Talk for the most part. I don't know about Turnbuckle, but I know the rant calling. We all started on Blog Talk. We've been responsible for everything that we've done up till now. We've been responsible for, and we're gonna be held responsible for as a host. So if you can't come on here and be responsible, if you can't be a responsible host, if you feel that you can just come on here and spread whatever kind of rhetoric you want to do, if you feel like you can just come here and spread any type of venom you want to do, if you just feel like you can do whatever the hell you want to on this show that I'm here, I'm not going
to
let that happen. So you can X that out.
I will talk
to Double A, because A, my name is attached to this. My rep is attached to this. Rant EM's reputation is attached to this, and every show host thereafter is attached to this network. If you think you're gonna come on here and start something, if you're gonna come on here and think that you're gonna go unchecked, you are sadly mistaken, my friend. You are not gonna do it, and I won't let that happen. So you keep that in mind, and if I see you out of line, I ain't got no problem hanging up on your ass. So you better come over here right. Because this is my show that you're dealing with. You're not going to come on here and curse and disrespect anybody. If you got a problem with it, if I lose you as a co-host, fine. I'll deal with it. But this is my rep you have on the line here. This is what you doing. You are not going to do this to me. You are not going to do this to the network. I'm not going to let you do it. So you need to think about all that. And if you still feel that you can't do it, fine, I will do what I do every Saturday night, and I will do it. But I'm not going to let you vilify this show, vilify this network. Think about that.
Because you know what, Ray? You know, got my name on this. I can Tina. I can Tina out there.
Damn, man, my butt.
I need you on that stage.
Now, I think everybody.
Damn. The riot act happened.
My ass just got tight.
Back off the stove because that pot was boiling.
Not going to let it happen. Not going to let it happen. To finish up.
That was one of the greatest promos I've heard in a while.
Not going to let it happen.
Nah. See, you're not going to tear this show down. Nah. I built it from the ground up. My name on it.
Then it's the What Are You Reading?
This William show.
Then it's the What Are You Reading?
My name out there.
Then it's the What Are You Reading comic book show on 12/14 at 5 p.m. And that's going to be hosted by Double A and Jordan Cobb. And that's going to be interesting. Because I never really.
Disaster.
Because I've never seen those guys interact. So that's going to be.
They're crying right now.
So that's good. So that's good. So that is going.
God,
so
Double A is out to get me.
So that's going to be. That is going to
pay me back. That's okay.
That is going to.
That better is, come correct next Sunday.
That's going to be so interesting.
That's Sunday before Christmas.
That's going to be so interesting. All right.
You forgot one more host.
Yeah. No, you forgot.
I didn't forget.
I'm hosting the pre-show.
Okay, because he doesn't have that here. So
yeah, TLC okay. Pre-show. I'm going to be the host. Anyone is welcome to join.
There you go.
And on Thursday, the Rex Flex, I'm going to have somebody interview me.
Really?
About what's up with me. About my background. About
interesting.
The young lady is going to be doing that for you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, man.
You sure?
Y'all like Lexi V?
I go.
Oh, we want to see you get fried, man.
And yeah. She will fry me because she knows my whole history.
There you go. So definitely get that out there.
Don't be like Vince McMahon and come up with like bullseye answers.
Yeah, keep it real, man.
I'll tell y'all the truth.
Because again, that was my one thing with that interview. You're gonna say you shy, but then you gonna have a kiss my ass storyline. Okay.
Everybody assumes that what he does on TV is what he does off TV. And it's easy to act. Oh, I say if you shy, you ain't been showing your ass on TV.
Exactly. That's my point.
Now,
that's my point.
About how when he was with Linda at these functions for her campaign, how he felt uncomfortable. That's what he meant by being shy.
Bullshit.
William, you ran your co-host away,
some people can stand in a room full of one group of people and be the most engaging person in the world, and be in a totally different group of people, and be quiet and a wallflower. It depends on the group of people you're around.
But Surfer, he said, like, in small groups, he gets all shy. Or in, like, small gatherings.
And everybody knows Vince is the sales.
Listen, in smaller groups, you have to talk.
Engage.
When you're in a bigger crowd, you can blend in. You don't have to say much to most people because there's enough people around there to take the attention away from you.
Right. All right, real quick, let's go over the rest of the social schedule. Rich got his show out there, so that's cool. We're going to go ahead and again, I try to do it. It might not make sense to a lot of you, but I try to do it for Surfer. What Are You Reading? Comic Book Show live every Saturday at 5 p.m. Wrestling Calling Show live every Saturday night at 11 p.m. Myself and right now, Rage. Live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. It's Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Phil and Dave. And, of course, live every Tuesday. It's the main show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. It is The Rant with Double A and Tony C.
Why you got to be the main show? Why can't I be the main show this week? Just kidding.
The Rant is the reason why we're all here, dude.
He ain't the boss of me.
He might not be, but The Rant is why we're here.
I know William Turner just came on his network.
I'm sorry, guys, but he just got me
What you apologize like, for? Trying to get in touch with they inner Ike these days.
I'm
man.
Sorry.
What
the, this but time. How are you going to come on here and say you want to be a host?
For the holiday.
How are you going to say you want to be a host, but you're not going to be responsible for what you say or what you do? Motherfucker, you don't get a free pass. What the hell? You don't get a free pass? No.
That's
why you haven't been given responsibility of hosting a show by yourself, Ray, because you say stuff like that. And then when we tell you what the problem is, instead of listening and reflecting and taking it in and learning from it, you just want to get upset and think we're picking on you. Okay?
Child, remember?
Mature.
Wait. There are a few people that are listening to on this network. You're not one of them. You give bad advice.
All right, we're going to do this because we're going to go ahead. It's 106. I got to go to work.
So let me see. I get bad advice?
Nope. Not that, no.
Me neither. All right, we're going to go ahead and go over final thoughts. Two things. Swax, be on point. Rage, watch yourself. Surfer, go ahead. You can go first.
I'm not going to make any promises.
Get ready to get the button in. Go ahead, Surfer.
Well, I just want to say that I hope that me and Tony C can pull together a company show on Tuesday.
You guys will be fine.
But we're gonna have a ball.
You guys will be fine. You've been a show host how long?
You do it.
You've been a show host how long, Surfer? You'll be fine, man. You'll do it. I got confidence in both. I got confidence in both of you guys. You'll be fine. You'll do good. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Put it out there, my man. Power C. He wants to, talk about his.
That's his old man.
His favorite muscle man.
That's your man. Don't forget that.
Luger, Lex Luger.
That's your man.
Oh, we're gonna have. Tune in that Tuesday. We're going to have some Luger talk. Talk
about the living legend himself.
That's right.
We're going to go from there.
Still upset.
WCW.
You mean Tuesday or Wednesday?
Still upset that Daniel Bryan won the title, but not Lex Luger. Tony C, go ahead and...
Luger shouldn't have left and went back to... to WCW.
He really shouldn't have, because he was being primed for that spot. Go ahead, Tony C, hit us up with your final thoughts.
My final thought is, please, 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 you fellas, tune in Tuesday. Like Surfer said, we're going to have a ball. We're going to talk about WCW Lex Luger, World Heavyweight Champion, one of the greatest. And him, maybe offering people to be his driver.
Okay.
All kind of things. Man, it's going to be some shenanigans going on. Surfer going to do his spiel, and I'm going to do my spiel. We're going to have a good time, man. It's all in fun.
There you go.
Let's put it like this. If I don't catch it live, I'm getting the immediate download.
There you go.
Okay, cool. And knowing, the way things are going on this network, you might see Ike pop up. And popping up on everybody else showing shit.
Rex, what you got for me, my friend?
Yeah, so pretty much I might pop up on that show with Tony.
There you go.
Because, Tony's my boy.
Oh.
And, Yeah, for sure. And Thursday... I'm going to get interviewed on my own show. And Sunday, I'm going to be hosting the pre-show to TLC.
There you go.
And, man, I don't know about tomorrow, but I'd be down to do the ROH pre-show with Phil or with Lee.
You know they don't do ROH.
Lee did it. Phil did it last time. Okay. And this is a real pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Cole is going to win the title. Yes.
From Jay Briscoe? I don't see it. I don't see it.
Okay, Rex.
Wait, who was that?
That'd be Tom.
Yeah, I don't think Adam Cole's going to beat Jay Briscoe. I don't see it.
Me neither. Rex, I think about it more.
Rex, I am a big fan of yours, but you just sat there and big up yourself for a good good 5 minutes.
That's what a show host for.
That's what you guys in Hollywood just then.
At least Rex is going to do a responsible
job. But anyway, I got a new album coming out in 3 months.
There you go.
There you go.
Cheap pop song. There you go. Hype it up. I got something.
It's called Random Notes from Science Class, ATM.
There you go.
Y'all can pick that up.
There you go. And, all right, if you're finished, I'm going to roll over to Stevie Ray real quick. Stevie Ray.
Yeah, I'm all good, Will.
Okay.
It's all right, babies. It's all about y'all. Y'all doing the network and stuff like that. I'm just a true listener. I've been down with AA for the last 8 years almost.
There you go.
And I'm going to be down for y'all. Because all of y'all are all good so far.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody's truly fucking up except Rage.
I'm fucking up.
Oh yeah. No, church. No. Oh, hey, yeah. Swatch, you ain't got nothing to say. You're not part of the network. I still have called you ratings. 6 years.
Something I'm bringing is something I like to call for ratings.
Swatch, I go way, way back.
Oh man.
I'm bringing something that
way, way back, baby.
I'm bringing something we in the business called ratings. You're welcome for that.
You're
hold up. Hold up.
Welcome. That can still hear you.
Back up.
You've actually earned your own nickname.
Did you just say that you earned this network ratings?
I didn't say I earned it. I said I'm bringing.
You bring ratings?
Who?
Dixie Carter brings more ratings than you.
Hey,
question in the chat room right now. Who listens to the Wrestling Call-In Show for ratings right now? Everybody, list your name.
God. Oh, my God.
Tony C on a bad night brings in more ratings than you.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't even like to toot my own horn.
Oh, God. I can honestly say that Rage has... Oh, God. Don't even try. I got six other people on this call that will put you completely down. If he actually tried to toot his own horn.
Rage brings
the bunny brings in more ratings than you.
Oh, damn, not the bunny.
And that came from Swag.
I'm still waiting on somebody in the chat room to say they listen because of Rage every week.
And that
outside of Miss Destiny.
Hey, Rage Jackass listens to Rage.
Miss Destiny.
We haven't even seen him lately. He ran him off.
Miss Destiny did try to call in. I did not let her on because the Florida show was going so good. Swax, what you got to finish this up, man?
Well, to finish up is in Jeff Jarrett, I trust, and I'm just waiting for Global Force Wrestling to open up.
That's the thing with me. Can Jeff Jarrett put that product out there in order to get some true competition?
That's the biggest thing. Does anybody know if he's got a TV deal in the States or what?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to do some more research.
Why do we continuously say it's going to be competition? It'll be an alternative, but it won't be a competition.
Yeah, because WB is bigger. Yeah.
It'll be a competition with TNA.
Yeah, it will be with TNA. But not WWE. Alright, I'll probably regret this. Rage, go. Watch yourself.
Rage is gone.
Okay, he's gone. Okay, perfect. The boy got issues. All right. If there is nothing else, I do want to say one thing. I'm going to toot my horn real quick for a second. I'm going to be on the JMA Local Project tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio at 11 p.m. So if anybody want to catch me, JMA Local on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow at 11 p.m., feel free to do so. If you need the number to call in, I will be happy to give it to you. Anybody have anything else they want to say before we get out?
I just want to know, how are you the co-host and you leave for the show?
See, that's what I'm saying. Double A, you're going to have to rethink that too. Cause
William, are you able to do anybody else's show during the week?
I don't know. He didn't put me as host of anybody else's show. He just had me a rage switch. So.
But I'm saying, did you talk to him?
No, I didn't ask.
Maybe he thought you weren't available during the week.
That's what it was. It
probably was, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's no big deal. I got some other stuff I'm doing this weekend anyway, podcast wise, so it's no big deal. But this thing with Rage gotta stop. All right. If nobody has anything else, I am trying to find a show.
Yeah, I just wanna say stay positive, love your life, love yourself and somebody else. I appreciate you, Will, for having me on.
Thank you, sir. You're more than welcome. Anytime.
You had me on for so many years, too.
Always, man.
Yeah, I just want to thank you. Say, everybody, keep a positive attitude even when shit's going bad.
No doubt. But if you're the coach, if you're the co-host, Rex, you got to admit, of some show, don't leave early.
Oh, damn.
That's just bad etiquette, man. I'm sorry.
We need to keep the feed going and talk shit about him.
That's okay.
You gotta tighten up. That's
pull a LeGarrette blunt.
You know? You just can't walk off. That's like walking off the job.
Maybe like play Christmas music over his voice.
You know, for all the bad advice Ray says I give out, if he would just listen to the thing, think about the thing he said before he said it would solve half of his problems.
You know, well, because he's too stupid to tell.
I just don't like the fact you bail on the show, man. You don't do that. That's a bad taste.
And what did he do? He bailed off the show.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. You mad. He on here?
The big host of the show is
gone. Brian, after we've been on his ass every time he opened his mouth saying something stupid. We told him, you open your mouth without paying attention, you're gonna get it. He seems not to listen. So, we go get him every time he opened his mouth something stupid, we go rag on him until he understands. Think before you talk. It's like Surfer said, think before you talk.
Exactly.
We've overextended ourselves.
It's all good. Maybe we did hurt
his feelings for once.
I'm to the point right now when you come up and you say stuff, Double A is giving you a chance to prove yourself, to show yourself what you can do, to show you can be a competent show host. But when you come up here and say, I'm not going to be responsible for anything I do, don't nobody in life that I know, no matter how much money you have, no matter what your status is, yada yada, don't nobody have that clout to do whatever they want to do and not pay a penalty for it.
Exactly.
And he's got to know. He got to know. I do apologize for myself being unprofessional tonight, but again, I just got to the point, you're not going to run this show down. You're not going to run this network down. I'll talk to Double A. If it's just me hosting this week, so be it. I'm not going to let him do it.
You know I'm right here for you, baby.
Thank you, sir. I'm not going to let him do it, man. I'm not going to let him do it. Big Tone, anything you want to say before you... I know you want to say your complimentary, but Goldberg, go on, say it.
Oh, yeah, fuck Goldberg. Everybody knows that. Boy, I got a new one, though.
Oh, you got a new one. He got a new one. Go on.
Fuck CM Punk. Everybody heard what he just said, right?
Oh, he said fuck CM Punk. Yeah, we heard it. Like I said, it sounded like a bunch of griping to me, so. He had a few valid points, but for the most part of it, it's like we're just griping. All right. If no one has anything else, we'll say thank you guys for being here with me today. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. I finally got the open fixed, so next week we'll definitely will have an open. Miss Destiny, like I said, I didn't let you on tonight because of the show flow. We'll see what happens next week. Guys, it's just nothing else. I'll talk to you guys next week. I'll see y'all then. Y'all take care, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, man. Later. One.
See y'all next week.